Next, WOOC correspondent Bob Cohen brings us coverage of a protest of Representatives John Faso and Elise Stefanik. On Tuesday night, protesters organized by Indivisible New York 19 and New York 21 Votes gathered outside a fundraiser for U.S. Representatives John Faso and Elise Stefanik at the Fort Orange Club in Albany. The groups were responding to the ongoing refusal of both Congress members to hold open town meetings, town hall meetings, to allow residents to raise issues.
So I'm talking with Joe Seaman, one of the organizers of the protest today at the Fort Orange Club. Joe, what's the purpose of today's event?
The purpose of today's event is to illustrate how corrupt Stefanik and Faso are. They refuse to have public town hall meetings with us constituents. I'm a constituent of Stefanik. She promised.
These are both congresspeople?
Yes, both. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from the 21st District and Congressman John Faso from the 19th District are having what we believe to be a fundraiser here, joint fundraiser, and they've kept it a secret. Why has this been so secretive? Their campaign offices were contacted, and they refused to confirm or deny that this fundraiser was even happening. So I've tried to, as long as many other constituents, we've tried to have Stefanik, my congresswoman, meet with us in public town halls, and she's refused. She promised back in April, we have her on video, she promised she was working on setting up a town hall in the Saratoga, Glens Falls area. She hasn't.
So what are some of the issues you would like to talk to your congressperson about?
Well, we'd like to know who's giving her money. Is she taking NRA money? And maybe that's why she's voted and actually co-sponsored a bill to allow people who don't have New York gun permits to be able to carry their permits in here anyway. We want to ask her who else is giving her money. We know that she's taking money from the Trump super PAC, and what a conflict of interest that is, because she's on the House Intelligence Committee. She's one of the House Intelligence Republicans who shut down the investigation, who actually tried to undermine the FBI investigation. So we want to ask her about her money from Trump, her money from the NRA. What about the Mercers? Robert Mercer has given her money. That Robert Mercer is the guy from Cambridge Analytica, which used that Facebook data they weren't supposed to use to help cheat and put Trump in the White House. So we've got scandals going on. We've got our democracy being violated by a foreign government, Russian government, that has intervened in our democracy. And Stefanik is not working on it for us, and we think it's all about this money that she's getting here. We know that the NRA gives her thousands of dollars, and the NRA is taking money from Russian oligarchs. So we want to talk to her about the money that she's getting, about the policies, why she's taking money from fossil fuel companies, and she has one of the most terrible environmental records, a terrible rating from the League of Conservation Voters, why she's voted to allow coal companies to dump their toxic waste into our streams. We want to try and find out why is she working for the rich, for the billionaires, for the corporations, and we might think it might have something to do with the money, the legalized bribes that she's collecting today.
And Joe, what part of the district do you live in, and what are some of the groups here today?
Sure. Well, I'm from Boylston Spa in Saratoga County, which is in the 21st District, and we have groups, Saratoga Progressive Action, New York 19 Votes, New York 21 Votes, and we have a Strong Economy for All, and a number of other groups here. I'm sure as you talk to more people, you'll find about some of the groups here.
Thank you, Mr. Seaman.
Thank you.
So we're talking to Jack, who has a poster here at the protest. Money is the only constituent Faso listens to. So what brings you out here today?
I think that Faso does not represent an awful lot of the people in his district already, and his opinion on guns and voting with Trump on a lot of things we are not for. So we are very part of a very strong active movement to throw him out of office in this next election.
I know people have been trying to get town hall meetings with him. I know initially on the health care issue. How responsive has he been to local people?
I have not been involved. I really can't give you a good answer to that. I just haven't been involved in that part of it. All I know is that, in general, he hasn't been coming to public meetings. He's been doing things on the radio, which I think is very unfortunate and kind of shows a aloofness that we shouldn't see in an elected official.
And what are some of your concerns about the money?
Well, like most of these people, in order to stay in office, they got to raise money. And where do they go for money? They go for deep pockets. And the deep pockets tend to be things that don't support the greater population. They have very narrow interests. So politicians look for the quick and easy money, and the quick and easy money is not really in the interest of the general public.
And what county are you from, Jack?
Albany.
Even
though Albany County is not in Faso's district, there's a lot of people here who are supporting the folks in his district are trying to overturn him.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
Jeff Corbin, Schenectady County. I'm here to let the people who are walking in to fundraise for Faso and Stefanik realize that most of us don't support them.
And what are some of the issues that you're concerned about?
Well, I'm interested in the environment, the way that they are harming our environment with their votes in Congress. I'm sickened by their support for the NRA and the their opposition to sensible gun control. They are basically allowing the Trump administration to be as corrupt as they possibly can be. They aren't working for the people, and Faso and especially Stefanik are not doing their job and investigating and holding them accountable.
I know you do a lot of work on climate. Aren't they like part of the climate caucus or something?
They are, but really what we need more than anything is to be able to have votes for new leaders in Congress, because as long as they vote to put Paul Ryan as the Speaker of the House, then we get leaders of the important science and environmental committees who are in strong opposition for funding, for action on the climate, and so forth. So they themselves may say the right things in some of their positions, but as long as they support the GOP leadership, then they're working against the environment.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's good.
And we're talking with Michael Kank with Strong Economy for All and also some Hedge Clipper Fund opposition. Michael, why are you out here today?
Well, we're here because John Faso and Elise Stefanik are two of the Republican members of the House of Representatives that are allowing our government to stick it to regular people while they're delivering literally trillions of dollars to Wall Street, to big corporations, to the hedge fund and private equity managers that are destroying our economy and our democracy. We got this guy, Cleanup Carl, who's like a 12-foot tall inflatable guy in a hazmat suit, who is a superhero that targets toxic pools of campaign cash. He's here because the campaign cash is accumulating at the Fort Orange Club, the elite private club, a mere steps from the state capitol where lobbyists dump cash on politicians to get them to do what they want. Faso and Stefanik are trying to fill their coffers to respond to the broad wave of opposition and outrage that regular people are feeling towards the Republicans that are screwing them in Washington.
And what are you hoping to accomplish today?
I think all Republican incumbent members of Congress need to understand that regular people oppose them, that their efforts to repeal health care are terribly unpopular, that their efforts to attack immigrants and appeal to racist values in the population is wrong, and that we are going to create a blue wave that is going to take over the country and bring us back to our best values and our best selves this November.
Thank you, Michael King. So we're talking with Bob Cohen of Skodak. Bob, why are you out here today?
I'm here today because I think, very simply, we need to get rid of Faso, Stefanik, and everything they represent. Neither one of them has done anything in Congress other than to represent big corporate interests. They want to take away our health care. They want to promote the military budget. They want to cut all the services we care about, and they want to provide tax cuts to the rich. That's not the representation we're entitled to.
Have you been able to meet with Congressman Faso as your representative? you have any chance to discuss these issues with them?
I am with many groups that have tried to get meetings with John Faso again and again and again, and he will never meet with people unless you happen to find him on the street at a rally like this one. He's simply inaccessible because he knows that his own community and his own constituents like me are against what he's doing.
And what are you hoping he hears today from people being outside?
I'm hoping that John Faso hears in particular that there's more and more people that are on to him that knows that he doesn't represent us and knows that we need new representation.
Thank you, Bob Cohen.
That was WOOC's coverage of the protests organized by Indivisible NY19 and NY21 Votes outside of a fundraiser for U.S. Representatives John Faso and Elise Stefanik at the Fort Orange Club in Albany.